Welcome back. It's the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1. This segment of the show, what are we going to talk about this segment first?
We're going to talk about ARCs.
ARCs.
Advanced Rifle Cartridges.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive.
That's right. Diamond Gems has been around since 1977. You're seeing a longevity of great businesses that support this show, and we are so glad to have every one of them. But Diamond Gems, boy, they're special. You know, he even said, I'm special. He told me that last week. So Tim's a great guy. He's a brother knight, too. We have a lot of fun together and lots of fun all the time. The nice thing is I leave there happy because my cars and trucks are going down the road better than when I got there. So, and I got old cars, so I need a guy like him to take care of them for me, and he does. Tire and Auto Service Center, he does brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, all the important things you got to have, but man, does he do tires well. I was showing off my tires yesterday to my father-in-law. He gets out of the house every now and then, took him over, showed him my new tires on my trailer, and he says, boy, kid, those are good-looking tires. When somebody that's 83 years old says those are good-looking tires, you take their word for it. So glad that Diamond Gems took care of me. You can reach them at 810-743-4210. That's in the right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol Road. So you can't miss them. Diamond Gems Tire and Auto Service Center. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. And you can also reach them right on our website, thegss.com. There's a link right there to them. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. That's what
they can fix anything for you. They do do great work.
Heck, yeah. You even bought your car from them.
Yeah, I did.
He doesn't sell cars normally. But,
no.
But somebody sold
it. It just worked out. I was dropping John off. He was getting a car, picking up a car after working on. And I had to get a new one because my car got hit.
Yeah.
And I was bummed about it. I was going to go to the lot and talk about it, buying a new one. And I'm like, you don't know anybody's got a car for sale there. He says,
well, I do.
And I noticed it driving in. I'm like, see, that's what I need. Something like that.
Just like
I got
that.
One right out there.
It was almost like it was choreographed.
It was kismet.
It was, yeah, there you go. That's a good word.
Being looked out for.
Yep. And sometimes, you know, that happens. We have got a fun segment to talk about right now. And this is a subject that intrigues me. There's always somebody trying to make, you know, a better mousetrap. And there's a lot of hype right now about this company called ARC. It's Advanced Rifle Cartridge Company. And they got three main entries out there right now. I'm sure there's more in the planning stages. But they've got the 22 ARC, the 6mm ARC, and the 338 ARC. So what we're talking about here is three different size bullets, a 223 size, a 243 size, and a 338 size. That's the sizes. Now, what are these? These are all guns designed for mild recoil out of an AR-15 platform gun that will properly feed, that will properly fire, and they are all very accurate rounds. But they have a huge difference in their uses. Now, the 22 ARC is an extremely accurate round. I'm going to start with that one. We're going to play with it a little bit. They're low recoil, accurate, and with the feeding reliability, it's what you got to have in an AR-15. If it doesn't feed right, you're not going to want to pull the trigger. You're not going to want to take the gun out and shoot it. It's going to end up being a safe queen. Well, these guns work. Now, the 22 ARC is very flat shooting. It will basically take a 223 bullet, but you can go the design of the case, you're able to put a bigger, heavier bullet in this gun. So instead of a 55 or a 60 or a 62 grain bullet, we're looking at an 88 grain bullet. And at 500 yards is still going 2,040 feet per second at 500 yards. It's still hitting with 813 foot-pounds energy. Well, that's outperforming a 223. A 223 will be with a 73 grain bullet is going to be going 1,766 feet per second and hitting with 505 foot-pounds energy. So if you're a long-range varmint hunter or a coyote hunter, or for that matter, that will probably efficiently take an antelope at 500 yards with that 88 grain bullet. And here's the key. Let me explain to you something. What I always look for in all my exhaustive details of looking at what makes a round worth purchasing is, what is the drop at 500 yards? How far is this bullet going to be hitting the skids? You know, if I'm sitting at a bench and I'm 37 inches off the table, off the ground, and I'm shooting level, at 500 yards, most of the time the bullet's going to hit the ground before it hits your target if you're shooting level. That's why you have to understand the ballistics. You got to have a good scope. You got to understand the distance you're firing. You got to know your ranges, and you got to adjust for it, because that bullet in that 22 ARC is dropping 42 inches at 500 yards. So you got to aim basically almost 4 feet high, 3.5 feet high. So think about that. 42 inches above your bullseye is where you're going to be aiming. Now, with the 223, you're at 49 inches. So it's a 7-inch difference. That's a hit and a miss on a target. So that's something to consider. So, and that's just the 22 ARC. Now, with the 6mm ARC, now, I like this round. I've already invested in one almost identical to it called the 6.5 Grendel. So I probably won't get one of these, but if you haven't invested yet, this 6mm ARC might be the way to go. Now, it is a nice round. It shoots very good. It shoots very flat. And for a 6mm round, it's pretty decent. Now, you got at 500 yards, you're still hitting with 900 foot-pounds of energy. It's a VLD bullet. I talk about that a lot. A very low drag bullet. It is almost exactly the same as a 6.5 Grendel. It's actually not quite as good, but the recoil is easy. It's a nice shooting round. And I know the people that I talk to that manufacture the uppers for AR-15s are busy as heck making these rounds, because they are making these guns, because they are highly sought after for coyote work and varmint work. And I think you'll like it. And if you got something against the 6.5 caliber, the 6mm, and there's tons of bullets available for this thing. 6mm is a 243 bullet. So 243s have been around for about 70 years. And bullets are easy to find. You can load them however you want to load them. Whether they're super hot, or if you know you're not going to shoot more than 200 yards at a coyote, you can load them for that, so that they're doing exactly what you want them to do at the range you want them to do it. So the difference, like between the 6mm ARC, the ARC, and the 6.5 Grendel is 3 inches at 500 yards. The 6.5 Grendel outshoots it a little bit. It's a little bit flatter, but it's not hitting as hard. So oddly enough, they're both guns that can be used at 1,000 yards or more, though, which is interesting. They do, because those VLD bullets, they travel beautifully. And all these are available in AR-15s or bolt actions. That's the cool thing, too. These are all guns that you can get bolt actions for. The bolt action companies that are making these are Ruger, making it in their American rifles. Mossberg is making some, I understand, in their Patriot rifles. And Howa is making it in their mini bolt actions. Very small bolt action guns, very nice. Howa makes great guns. I love them. I just recently got a Howa 22 Magnum. We'll be trying out and giving you some test results on that one. And Howa has made Weatherby Vanguards for decades. So they are a quality Japanese gun making company. So all those are good guns, and you can get them in that 22 ARC or the 6mm ARC. Now, the new monster to the pileup is the 338 ARC. This gun is all the way around designed for close quarters combat. This is the different one. It's not a real long-range gun. It's designed to go slow, accurate, and hit with a lot of power. It is a heavy 338-grain bullet. It can be suppressed, meaning you can get it to go 1,000 feet per second out of the muzzle, and then it's going to go slow, hit hard, designed for close quarters combat, or you can pig hunt with it. You can boost it up and make it a pig hunting gun like mad, or even deer hunting. The gun would do a good job. You'll have to look into it to see if it's something you want to do. But again, it's available in the 338 ARC for ARs. You can just, if you already have an AR-15 that is, or that style gun, you can get an upper for your gun that shoots this. And you'll might have, by the time you have your magazines and stuff, you might have $400 into it. Pop a scope on it and away you go. Tons of fun. If you want to go high end and get a very expensive one, feel free. The more money you spend on AR-15s, you always get your money back. You're not going to lose money on a good AR-15. So you're going to have a quality gun all the way around. I think, comparatively speaking, these are all three good rounds. I go back to that same old comment. I always say I wouldn't kick any of them out of bed, but they might not be the fastest, but they shoot good. They're smart, and they're designed for the longer bullets, and that's what everybody seems to want right now. Long, very low drag bullets so that you get long accuracy, good coefficients, ballistic coefficients, meaning when it hits, they hit hard, and they do the trick. So we have got more to talk about, though. I know that. Dan, are we doing okay on time?
We are. We'll wrap it up, this segment. Return. What's the last segment going to be about?
Last segment is going to be about ARCs and the like in high-performance rifles. Rifles that will work just as good. And I was going to do it all on ARCs from Williams, and they don't have any right now.
All right.
So I just left the store yesterday and said, what? You don't have any?
That's
so
right.
We're going to talk about some high-performance rifles.
It'll be brought to you by Williams Gun Sight.
It is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight.
And this segment also brought to you by Seize the Deal. I just want to say
our
auction.
Oh, yeah.
Our auction is going on right now. I haven't been able to check because we've been on the radio, but bidding started at 6 on that Cub Cadet lawn tractor from Atherton Road Sales and Service.
Yeah.
It's $2,299, LT46, 46-inch mower deck.
Yeah,
little Cub Cadet, Atherton Road, $2,299. The minimum bid was $920 this morning.
Wow!
So I don't know where we're at right now, but go bid on it. Somebody's going to save a bundle, get himself a nice tractor. They'll take great care of you at Atherton Road Sales and Service. Little lawn tractor, little Cub Cadet lawn tractor,
46-inch deck on it.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a nice size mower.
It's a great little mower. Great little tractor. You can do lots of stuff with it.
Yeah.
Atherton Road Sales and Service. Bidding going on right now. It's Seize the Deal Flint at the website. It's a live online auction. Seize the Deal Flint. Check that out. We'll come back with more for you on the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.